Welcome back to The Edge. Here are the headlines we're looking at this week. Bing's new shopping features report indexing issues are actually going to Google Search Console. Elementor updates address Core Web Vitals. And Google adds links to search featured snippets leading back to their own Google search results.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
May the 4th be with you. You're listening to News from the Edge for the week of May 3rd and 4th, 2021, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
This is the Edge of the Web. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, owner of Site Strategics. Every week, you confuse me, Jacob, on a regular basis. And we also bring amazing guests to speak with regarding digital trending topics and digital marketing trending topics here. Each week, we're also covering SEO and the digital marketing news of the week, separate from our interview podcast, getting more news to you from the galaxy on a regular basis. So check out all the recent shows over at Edge of the Web Radio. That's Edge of the Web Radio. Video.com. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web, the title sponsor for the show. Joining me, kind of agog and astounded right now, is the indomitable Morty Oberstein, SEO liaison at Wix. What do you think about that intro, sir?
Every week, I'm surprised at how big of a hot mess the intro is.
But in editing, it's never a hot mess.
Absolutely. Right.
No. I do listen to our podcast. I like to hear myself talk. And I'm like, wow, they edited that out. That's good. That Jacob, he's good. Hey, Jacob, how's your shirt?
It's very nice.
No, not that shirt.
Oh, I don't have it yet.
The special shirt.
It should be coming in this week, I hope.
I hope he mailed it.
He said he did.
This was absolute madness for our listeners at home or in the car or wherever the hell you are.
Yep.
We were all in Clubhouse with Barry Schwartz.
Right.
And I don't know how this came up, but Barry and all of them at the SMX crew wore these cat shirts that someone designed while they were doing LSD. And it came up during Clubhouse, open mic SEO, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse every Wednesday. And Barry said, hey, if somebody finds a picture of me online wearing this shirt, I will sign it and mail it to you. And guess who found the picture?
Ta-da. Mr. Man.
Our own Jacob.
Yep.
Heck yeah. I'm
and
thinking,
Barry signed it and mailed it.
Frame it.
Absolutely.
Right here.
We need right on back the wall. There with a Barry Schwartz signature. Now, he came in actually with a tear in his eye into my office going, you won't believe what I've done. This is amazing.
So, like, inside scoop, I was talking with Carolyn Lydon about this, and we're both like, what the hell's going on here? Barry's mailing his clothing to people now? When you get it, are you going to sniff it? It smells like Barry.
We've been weirder. I mean, I actually asked Rand Fishkin to mail me his mustache. Sorry, it went creepy there. But it happened. Okay, fine. All right, so we got to frame Barry's. Maybe by the time we frame Barry's shirt, then we'll get him on the show, right?
There you go.
He actually said, hey, just pick a topic. We'll talk.
Good. Maybe he'll mail in some more of his clothes.
God.
That was my promo for SEO chat Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern time. On Twitter.
What is this? Just like,
I don't know what the hell's just, going on.
Just jump in there. Just do all the gratuitous plugs, Morty.
I said, join SEO chat where Barry Schwartz will be giving away more of his clothes.
Oh, this could be a thing.
It's a thing for me.
I'm wondering if news is going to be a thing today.
I think so. All right. Thank you.
I will say to all the podcast listeners, go check out this episode on YouTube. There's a special intro that doesn't work. For the podcasting audience, go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It was fun. But let's get to the news of the day. All right. From a search engine land, Bing's new shopping features emphasize comparison shopping. So this is from George Wynn over there. Bing has added aggregated ratings, expert reviews, product specifications, and the ability to compare historic prices across sellers to its shopping search engine. They announced on Thursday. Now, if you check out some of the screenshots, it's pretty cool what you're seeing there. There's a huge series hundreds of comparison factors, just like as if you were actually shopping at Best Buy and be able to match those directly against each other. So you see like a Dell XPS against a MacBook Pro 13, and you see factors on sound, performance, screen, processor, as well as the specs and reviews from CNET, TechRadar, and Wired. You click on the details within the shopping result, and it actually takes the user to Bing's detail page for that product. There, users can actually compare buying options, check out the price history, and see excerpts from expert reviews for product specifications. So why go anywhere else, right?
Except to Amazon.
So that's the play right there. Both Google and Bing are obviously trying to capture that audience, but do they stand a chance in light of it on the Amazon spend? I saw a statistic here over the weekend that they calculated how much Amazon makes per minute, and it was $830,000 per minute on Amazon last year.
A lot of money.
That's a crap ton of money. All right, so
you were going to say you're going to drop the F-bomb. You're about to drop the F-bomb.
Freakishly a good deal. How about that? So, I mean, we're seeing a lot of SERP aggregates. We're seeing a lot of information. We talked about last week car shopping and how Google's actually displaying a heck of a lot of commonly used and more favorite features of cars that it's scraping from a heck of a lot of different places, RSS feeds as well as screen scraping. So are we in the space of buying from SERPs now? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, the car thing is great because you don't really buy cars on Amazon. At least not that I know of. I think on eBay you can buy a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I never tried. Look, I'm conflicted about this because I really like what the search engines are doing.
Yeah,
I like having that information. I wish Amazon gave me that information. The pricing trends in particular are wonderful.
Absolutely.
I just don't know if I'm ever going to go to Bing or Google and search for something on purpose to buy it. I just automatically, for better or for worse, go to Amazon and personal experience, like recreating those product associations are not, it's not an easy thing to do. So even if Google were the place to buy something,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know if they're doing enough around making people aware of what's actually there and making people understand, hey, this is the place where you can go shopping.
Right.
For them to really compete with Amazon. I don't know. Are they really trying? I mean, I assume they are, or are they going after that traffic when you just, you know, instead of people Googling something and then going to Amazon, are they just trying to keep people on Google instead? Or are they really trying to go after Amazon's market share aggressively?
Yeah, yeah. I would bet the former, not the latter, because as a trusted resource of information, Google hands over a much better environment than Amazon. I think we're seeing, I mean, the trust factor is so easy inside the transaction space of Amazon. I mean, I think that ship has left. Not really getting that back, these platforms, nor Walmart. God support them for trying to build that, you know? But if it's a resource, I mean, I find myself regularly checking information about that product that I see on Amazon externally, right? So yep. It could very well be a great reference point.
Yeah, it could be. And look, it's also, even if they're not trying to get Amazon's traffic in particular on this particular keyword,
right,
having that information there readily available for the user builds trust, builds the association that Google is a staunchly reliable source of information so that from a purely search perspective,
yep,
the next time I have a query I want to run, I'll run it on Google and then not on Bing. And that's why you see Bing copying. I don't think Bing's going after Amazon's market share. I don't think it's going after. I think what it's going after is when you go to Google, you see that information.
Yep.
Google's so reliable. We need to be that for the user as well.
You're absolutely right. It's the billiard game. It's that thinking, you know, 5 to 9 steps ahead. If you're actually, it's not about that transaction. It's building the trust, building the relevancy, building the best information that you can, but also having that reputation that if I can trust this, I'm also going to be able to see trust this, this, and this along the way. So yep, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So we've got some new information from Google Search Console, which has also been needing to have some additional pieces built into it. Although they are putting a heck of a lot of new resources into Google Search Console here over the last year. How to report index issues in Google Search Console from Matt Southern over at Search Engine Journal. Google Search Console is now letting site owners report indexing issues with a click of a button. The feature is being tested via a pilot program in the U.S. following the success of a prior test, which allowed Search Console users to report urgent bugs. So We're now actually having a new way to feedback indexing issues that we come across the page. And we have actually seen some bugs here recently. Pages getting de-indexed and re-indexed, Morty, over the course of the last few weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So is this a response to some of that that's happening, or was this already a planned feature that just happens to be timed along with some indexing issues that have been reported by site owners?
No, it's definitely just a coincidence in terms of that. I mean, these things take, this kind of development takes a long time, months and months and months to plan out. So I don't think you're seeing this as a knee-jerk reaction to anything that's going on now or any bugs that are going on now. Mm-hmm. You know, there definitely have been over the past, I don't know, was it a year and a half, 2 years? No, it's got to be, there have been more bugs than usual.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember why I'm asking you this, when there was just this like slew of bugs going on.
June of last year, there's a huge index issue, right?
Yeah, so I mean, and there was a whole series of them going back. I mean, I was still at Rank Ranger back then.
Yep.
So it had to be a while ago. Maybe it's in reply to that, in response to that. I'm so curious how this rolls out and how this happens, because you know everybody, every SEO like submit, just for the sake of submitting stuff.
Right.
But I don't know how they're going to deal with the volume of it. I would imagine there's going to be a crazy amount of volume, but it does make sense for the average person. This is, again, I think Google's trying to make search and its tools way more equitable.
Yeah.
This is a soapbox I've been on for a long time. I don't know why I said horse. A soapbox I've been on for a long time.
Yep.
People go into Search Console. They see the performance information. That kind of makes sense. Clicks, impressions, average rank. And then you see the whole crawling side of Search Console. And it's, what is this?
Right, right, right.
And being able to understand that and being able to reach out to Google to better understand that does make Search Console more, I guess, democratic or equitable or accessible is the word I'm looking for. So I get why they're doing it. I think it's a great thing. I just wonder, like, how many requests are they going to get?
Well, they're going to have to throttle it just like they have any type of re-indexing requests. They throttle it down to, I think there's 10 a day, if I'm not mistaken. If you're getting any type of AMP issues, they got a ceiling, so they're going to have to adhere to the same throttling. The question is that what constitutes an indexing issue, right? Is that if site owner says these pages don't show up, or my entire section doesn't show up, there's a reason why, probably. And we also understand from our recent news is that Google is looking at different sections of a website differently. So it could very well be you're not indexed because of a number of different reasons on that. So it's not an error. It's not a bug. It's Google's choice not to showcase or even show up that particular area.
Yeah, I mean, but at least you'll get help if you're someone who doesn't understand what the heck is going on. Like, oh, like what?
Right.
You couldn't access my robot.txt? Like, what's going on here? You'll at least get some help.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Good.
So you have a form that actually is asking the site owner to provide their name, the website URL. You can also describe their issue by selecting from different options. My website or web pages are not indexed in Google search, or my website or web pages are indexed but aren't ranking appropriately in search results. Now, what?
Every SEO is not ranking appropriately.
That's more like a gag option.
I'm not first place.
First, right. All my pages aren't first place
for what keywords? All of them.
So I don't know if that particular option will go away or not. All right. So, third article, real quick. I wanted to reference Search Engine Journal from Roger Monty. Elementor, which is a web page building tool inside of WordPress, updated their information and addressed a core web vital issue. The popular WordPress page builder actually announced an update focused on delivering faster page loads. The update introduced improved efficiencies in how JavaScript and CSS files are delivered. These changes are in Elementor version 3.2, and they promise to improve core web vital scores. So now you're starting to see the different web page builders and CMS tools starting to really pay attention to core web vitals, as we've been talking about it for the last for this year, actually. We've been talking CWV literally since, I think, June or July of last year when it's really started to, actually May, whenever it first came out. We've got CMS tools that are starting to really dig in here, and it's a challenge because in WordPress, there's an awful lot of clunkiness of all these different plugins that stack onto each other, and you can't really minify these scripts efficiently. So that's a whole nother show unto itself. But Morty, what say you on Elementor getting in front of this, or at least trying to respond to it?
No, that's good. I mean, this is what all the CMSs should be doing, mm-hmm. and it's I think Roger, I forgot how he wrapped up the article, but he wrapped it up really, really nicely with that last H2. Mm-hmm. So go check out the article because I can't remember it. But I'm like really covering this well.
I'll quote right here. It says, it's encouraging to see more and more companies step up and to make these important updates. The announcement by Elementor is an exciting development for users of the plugin and puts the pressure on the rest of the WordPress ecosystem, from plugins to theme makers, to keep up with Elementor. How about that?
Yep. I mean, it's really smart what they did. Yep. Really smart what they did. That was, thank you for reading that, by the way.
Of course.
and look, and the way that they did it was, look, they made an infrastructure change. It seems like I was trying to find information about what exactly they did, mm-hmm. because, hey, it's relevant to me. But but their video series is really nice. So what they did was they made a change to the infra, it seems like.
Right.
And then they released a video series about what you can do as a user to best optimize for Core Web Vitals using Elementor, which is exactly how you need to do this, right? If there's infra that's blocking, it first needs to be handled. Then you can walk the user through what they can do on their side to optimize for Core Web Vitals. And those videos are really good. You should definitely check them out. They're really nice.
No, absolutely. No. So they've invested a lot of time in that. And I mean, it really does look like not only they're taking it seriously, but they're trying to educate the CMS industry as well a bit. It's great to be able to see leaders jump in there. All right. So if you're using Elementor, make sure that you level up to the newest update. But pay attention to, as you update any particular CMS, you got to see how everything shakes out with all the other tools that you've got plugged into it. If there's plugins that can't make the jump, you got to pay attention to that. Just don't do things willy-nilly. And don't assume that as soon as you upgrade to 3.2 Elementor that your Core Web Vitals issues are over.
No, and that's what they did. They went through and showed you now what you need to do. That was very... really on target.
Excellent. Excellent. You know what's also on target? You know, we used to actually have a logo. Our Site Strategics logo was a target on a computer screen. Yeah, we changed it well over 5 or 6 years ago to our rocket.
Bring that back.
Yeah, we should. It was an awesome logo. Actually, I was constantly told nobody understood what the hell that was. But you know what?
We'll definitely bring it back.
Absolutely. It makes
sense. The rocket ship is much better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, Site Strategics is the title sponsor for Edge of the Web. We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing space. Our core specialties are SEO, technical SEO, semantic SEO. I'm going to roll that one in there, as well as optimization for Core Web Vitals, SEM, social media, conversion rate optimization, and the like. So if you're interested in what we can do, including omni-channel media broadcast, similar to what we're doing here with our podcast, our YouTube, our content from the show, as well as social media, give us a call. Let us know what we could possibly do for you. We can give you a free hour of consultation, dig through some of the digital metrics that we can see on your domain, and give it a once-over. You may actually get some great tactics right off of that conversation. So if you want to give us a call, toll-free 877-SEO for web, 877-736-4932. Be happy to speak with you about that. All right. Final article. We threw a fourth one in here, made some room for it because there's a WTF that's happening right now. And I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention from Barry Schwartz. Yep, we didn't get through one without Barry. Actually, Barry was in the aforementioned t-shirt reference, so he's always around. We need a Barry bobblehead. That's what we need. All right.
Oh,
so
yeah, we're doing this.
We're absolutely doing
this. Why don't you just build a shrine?
Oh, it could be a bobblehead plus a t-shirt.
Right.
With some
burnt incense to the great Barry God.
All right. So from Search Engine Roundtable, Google adds links to featured snippets leading back to Google search results. So Google's adding links to its feature snippets that when clicked on send, the searcher is actually sent to a new set of search results at Google. So a query refinement feature without Google telling you that these links are actually refinements to your previous query. So there's a GIF in there that actually shows, I think, somebody searching for cybersecurity and what have you, and there are some additional links inside that featured snippet that actually are tied to cloud references. You click on that link, and all of a sudden you're a cloud query inside of Google. Now, what could possibly be wrong with that? Isn't the featured snippet Google's content to be able to do with what they want to do with? Well, not entirely. So Ramesh Singh actually posted that GIF and got everybody's attention on Twitter. And you can't replicate this in the U.S. right now, but you can if you set your VPN to India. So there's already a clamor happening, and Barry just posted this up Monday, May 3rd here. So what could possibly be wrong with utilizing the content from your website to enhance and further refine a search query for Google? Morty, what do you think?
So first off, you lost me at GIF. You mean GIF, no?
Nope. Survey says it's GIF.
You got to ask the creator.
You got to ask the creator. The creator of GIF says GIF.
Give a rat's ass what the creator says. It's GIF.
Please. You want me to go back through the entire setup here?
No, I
got this.
Morty Oberstein has spoken.
Oh,
Morty Oberstein. Hey, it's Oberstein. That's okay. I know what you're doing. And I'm just honored to have been part of that list of my, yeah. So anyway, I was legit. I don't really care what they call me as long as I get my name out there.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
all press is good.
Right. That's what it's about. Marketers will market. It's good stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Let's freak out about this, everybody. Let's everybody freak out because Google is putting you back on the SERP. They're evil. Uh-huh. They're putting you back in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Clearly going to kill all of your traffic. You might as well just block Google from indexing your site altogether. Mm-hmm. This is the end of the freaking world. Everybody collectively freak out. Did I get it right?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I wanted you to go for.
Okay. As opposed to, hey, wait a second. So in this particular case, the query was, and I can't produce it here in Israel, was cybersecurity course.
Right.
Right. And there's the feature snippet and the content, and there's the word cloud in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's run this through.
Yep.
Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm a little slow. So you have the word cloud, and there's a hyperlink for cloud,
mm-hmm.
and it takes you back to a SERP that talks to about the cloud.
Right, as okay? It applies to cybersecurity, right.
As yes, right, not like clouds in the sky, but the cloud.
Exactly.
Right. Why would I click on cloud, pray tell?
Because it's got a pretty blue link. Why not? Because
it has a pretty... That's really why you click on things, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
It really is. Okay.
And if they have little stars trailing my mouse, I'm even happier.
I haven't played with this. I'm curious, does clicking on cloud give you different results than just searching for cloud right out of the gate? Is it cloud
that'd be interesting to study.
Based on cybersecurity, or right. Is it just, oh, cloud, that's a word I know. And
oh, can we go, maybe, I didn't notice that. Can we go back to the...
Oh, yeah. Went to cloud security.
Yeah. Well, it, there's like a screen
okay,
between the
good. Two. Okay, good, so it gives you, that's really interesting. So it talks about the cloud in context of the actual, okay, great, right.
So
really
it,
cool.
So the cloud, the word cloud actually pulls you to the cloud security inline link
it,
on
it
that
feature
snippet. It
actually goes to cloud first.
Does it go to cloud first?
Yeah, it's super fast. So it clicks on cloud, then it says cloud, and then it looks like they click on something else, then it goes to cloud security.
Okay, fine. It's either
quick,
way.
Yeah, it's quick.
Assuming you weren't you, Aaron, yeah. And you don't click on things so they're shiny. Why would you click on the word cloud?
Inside the feature snippet. Now,
inside the feature snippet.
We're talking that has prominence. It has position zero amongst all the ads as well.
Oh,
now
there's no position zero. It's all organic.
Yeah. So
position one.
It was right at the top there. And I'm trusting feature snippet. I'm actually going to trust that link more so than most of the links on the page because Google's giving me some relevant information, right?
Right. But you're clicking on the word cloud because... You don't know what it is. If I knew, I'm not clicking on cloud. I know what it is.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So if you're trying, it's like a citation in a paper.
Right.
Right. True. Is someone like, oh no, there's a citation in here. They're never going to finish reading the paper. They're going to get stuck in the citations. Because that's literally what SEOs are doing right now.
All right.
You're clicking on cloud because you don't know what the freak the cloud is. So you're trying to get information. Assuming you aren't, you get... Assuming that you get the information you need about cloud, you're going to go back and to your original query. No,
well, I don't know. I could be chasing clouds.
You could
the entire
you could get stuck down the rabbit hole, right? Yeah. I understand that.
I've done.
And
that
by the way, and if you get stuck down the rabbit hole, you might end up clicking on somebody else's URL, which might actually be your URL.
Oh,
right.
Now you're just you're painting in okay. Fictional colors.
Let's talk
now.
About the unseen uh-huh. consequences, not like, oh, there's the link. So now, okay, let's say, so there's two options. You click, you go to another SERP,
right.
You see the featured snippet, you don't click on anything because you get the information you need. It's just a general problem.
Right.
You click on that link, so that site owner is happy, or you go back to the original feature stint because now you've got the citation information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue on your merry way again.
I think there's,
well, let's all freak out.
I think there's a more option. I think there's an option C. I think there's an option C of clicking on that link, right? And then furthering your refinement off of that link, which is probably even a more refinement on what your original query is. And I think that's the whole point of what Google's trying to do.
I know, but like, you're just trying, again, it's citation information. Like, how far is that rabbit? And again, it might, and there's all, and there's links.
I just want to know what the CTR is on that cloud link. That's what I want to know.
It's, but I'm saying, like, it's not like Google's just trying to offer ancillary information to help you understand what the hell you're reading, and everybody's freaking out.
But it's my SERP. It's my content that you're using for your feature snippet, right? And now you're actually inserting links that I didn't even agree to, right? But
Google's just trying to help you understand what the hell you're reading. But they're evil. I get it. They're evil. Damn you for helping the user trying to understand what that word means. Damn you to hell.
All right. I see where you're going here. I see where you're going.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
That's what I'm saying.
I also understand your concern. I feel like we're in therapy here. I also understand your concern and validate your feelings.
Tell me how you really feel, though, Morty.
I feel like it's ridiculous. Everyone's freaking out about everything. I think the larger narrative is that you keep seeing here and over and over and over again that Google keeps trying to refine the user's query.
Right.
And that's a general trend and general pattern. But again, let's get stuck on other clicking to other SERPs and no one's going to click on a link.
They're not trying to steal my stuff at all. Pattern. No, of course not.
Okay. By the way, like 15 SEOs just unfollowed me on Twitter after I said that.
It's okay. It's okay. John Yu will pull him back
around. I'll
follow
you back, Morty. Gosh, I didn't know you were going to see it.
That's so quickly. All right. So with that, I doubt that this is the actual topic for SEO Chat. 1 p.m. Thursday, each and every 1 p.m. Eastern every Thursday. So SEO Chat, hashtag SEO Chat. What's the topic this week?
Accessibility and SEO and the overlap of accessibility and SEO. Check it out. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitter on Thursday.
Excellent. And if they have any citations, don't click them.
Yeah. Also, if you don't show up, that means you don't like accessibility and you're just a jerk.
And we can report you for ADA non-compliance.
Right. And you will be sued. There will be blood. There will be lawsuits.
Wow. With that, we're going to turn away.
You better show up.
Wow, dude, don't shame.
Is that a good marketing tactic? I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen worse.
Hey, you deserve better.
All right. Yeah, we certainly enjoy SEO Chat. Check it out. And also go to the open mic for SEO. It's almost like a Morty advertising.
Yeah, I know. By the way, open mic for SEO got a little messed up because my guest canceled. Hey, you want to host it with me, Aaron?
Do I want to host it? I think I'm doing something someplace else.
Oh, God. Well, theoretically show up anyway.
I don't know what we're talking about.
What's my schedule?
Hold on a second. Let me see my schedule. Yeah, I think I could do that with you.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about feature snippets? Let's talk about feature snippets.
Sorry, about feature snippets. Go ahead. Let's do that. Perfect. Done deal. Oh, it's God. On.
It's going to be terrible.
I got to redo the banner now and update everything. Okay. But it's all right. It's exciting.
There we go. It's
news happened right here. Things are breaking right here on the Edge of the Web podcast.
Or we just broke Edge of the Web podcast. One or the other. Okay. Tune in to Open Mic. We'll see what we can break over there. All right, folks. So that's it for the Edge this week. Thank you, Morty. I really appreciate your help in the show.
Thank you for tolerating me.
Always a pleasure. Check out part two of the Pedro Diaz interview. Had a great time covering critical thinking and SEO. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get updated when we go live or when we throw out some great intro graphics like this show. So thank you very much, Jacob. Appreciate it. From all of us over at Edge, stay safe, stay well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.